Blog Talk Radio.
The mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am the speaker of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and truly we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We want you to take this time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Let them know that if they need a blessing, if they need to be encouraged, they need to be lifted up, that God wants to lift them up today and encourage their heart. It's time for us to take back what the devil has stolen from us. It's time for us to stop crying and take back what the enemy has tried to destroy our lives. Yes, it could be your family member, your health, your possession, your faith, your job, and so on and so on. But we want you to believe God today and know that God, that He is God, and that He is God all by Himself. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today for another day. Another day that we can be able to commune with you. Another day, God, that you can encourage our heart and that we have the opportunity to be encouraged someone else. Father, we ask thee in the name of Jesus, God, to touch the people, Lord, no matter what city or state, Father, that they reside in. Touch their heart. Encourage them. Let them know, God, that you are in control. No matter what they see, no matter what the enemy has tried to put before them, let them know, God, that you have not some power, but you have all power in your hand. And today, God, even as we attempt, Father God, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, even now, to call souls to be saved, lives to be changed, hearts to be encouraged like never before. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. This is Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And we want you to go immediately. Let's go immediately into the Word of God. This morning we're going to be teaching from the Old Testament, from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And as it reads, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smothered Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lift up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." Let's put a comma there. Let's pause there. Because when we began to look at the Word of God, when we began to look at David in his situation, I don't know what the situation that you may be in on today. But I want you to know that God, he is God and God all by himself. For the word of God tells us that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And that there is nothing too hard for God. There is a time when we cry. There's a time that we shed tears. There's a time when we cry and moan sometimes over situations that confront us, those things that are before us, those things that we see, and the enemy have come in and have sneaked in and have taken what rightfully belongs unto us. My message is to you today, it's time for us to take back what the devil has stolen from you. Take back what the enemy have tried to take for his when it rightfully belonged to you. And as we said before, I don't know if it you're a member of your family. I don't know if it your health. I don't know whether or not how the enemy will come in and given you a bad report. But I do know that God is a God that healeth. God is a God that is a miracle worker. He is a God that does and moves in the supernatural. I don't know what it is, but I do know that there is nothing too hard for God. Somebody may say, preacher, it is my possession. It's the only thing in all that I have. It's the money that I had saved up for my children's college funds. It may be the finance that you had to buy a new house, whatever it was. But it's time for us to assess what God has given to us and what God has for us. And we need to know that what God has for you, it is for you. When we see David, who was a man after God's own heart, when we see that David and his men, when they had came to Ziklag, the word of God tells us that Ziklag had been burned with fire. I can't imagine how the man of God could and would have felt, not only him, but those that were with him. They had came back and they was expecting to see those loved ones, to see their husband, to see their wives, to see their children, to see all of those that were in Ziklag. But yet they found themselves facing a crucial time in their lives because those things that they love, the people that they love, their possessions and everything, sons and daughters were taken from them. All they could see what was left. All they could see that the fire, the smell of the fire, the things that had been burned. That is what the enemy want you to see. All the enemy want you to see is what you don't have and what's not before your eyes and what you cannot touch that's tangible. But God don't want you to just to look at those things. The word of God says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill where cometh my help. The word of God says, my help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. So therefore, when we can look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, no matter what it may look like, no matter what it smells like, no matter what we can't see, no matter what we cannot touch, we have to believe that God, that he is God, and he is God all by himself. Oh, I know that the man of God these strong men of God, I know that even in their strength, no matter how much they weighed, no matter what the height that they were hurt. They were concerned about their family. They did not know what had happened or whether their family members were alive or not. But yet, they cried. They wept because of the fact that something precious, something that was so important to them had been taken away from them. I know you can see the picture that we are, that is before you this morning, that when you are in a place when the enemy have sneaked in, the Bible tells us that the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So don't look just at what you don't have before you. We must look to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So when we look at the situation that David and his men were in, they can see that they're women, the woman that they have married, the woman that they've given them children, the children that they have held in their arms, the children that they was able to take up and to be able to play with them, that son that they were able to look at while he was asleep, the daughters that they were able to play with them, to play with their pigtails, to just to be able to look in their face and to be able to say something sweet to them. That girl, that boy, that wife was not no longer in a place that they were able to touch them. So when we look at the word, David and his men came to the city, and after they had seen it, they seen that it was burned with fire. And when we look at that fourth verse, David and the people that were with him, they lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Have you ever been in a situation that you were so hurt? You were so amazed at what had happened. You were in a situation that it seemed like you couldn't do anything about it. But all you could do was weep. All you could do was to cry. And you can imagine a group of men that was so discouraged that all they could do was weep. All they could do is cry. Because even in their strength at that very hour, at that very time that they was in the situation that they were in, and when they began to look and they could not, there was nothing that they could do about what had happened at that time. So at that time, all they could do was weep. All they can do is cry. Remember the word of God that tells us we've been endured for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Sometimes we can't see that joy in the midst of trouble, in the midst when things have happened. But that is when we have to know that there is a God that is able to move on our behalf. We have to know that the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to God, and God is well able to fight every battle. I don't know what you're going through today, but I do know that this message is from God. And God wants to encourage your heart. And God wants you to know that the battle is not over. See, when somebody look at the situation, they may think that it was all over for David and his men. They see that the possessions were gone. They see that the Clay Ziegler was burnt. No more family members that they could be able to embrace. But we have to take our faith and let our faith soar to the next level in him. Yes, I could imagine how these men felt with the wife that they were going to spend the rest of their lives with and the husband that they were going to spend the rest of their lives with and to be able to see their children grow up. Sometimes it's not always the way that it looks and appears. That's the way that the enemy wants to present things to you so that you would give up, so that you will continually to cry over situations. There are people in our nation, people in the world are still crying over situations that they have encountered for 20 years, for 10 years, for 5 years, for however length of time it may be. But you have to assess and to know and realize that your crying, your weeping, yes, it is a way of releasing some things, but then we have to confront it. We have to come to ourselves. We have to know that the devil cannot have and he cannot take what God has given you. He cannot, and you must make it personal. What God has for me, it is for me. And what you need to say even now, that what God has for me, it is for me. And it's time for me to stop crying and to take back what God has given to me. So when we began to look at the men of God in their grieving and in their discouragement, the man of God, the leader, who was David, David had to encourage himself. No matter what the men were going through, the man of God, he had to encourage himself. If he did not encourage himself, he would not be able to encourage those that are around and was around him. He would have not been able to lead and to seek the face of God the way that God wanted him to seek his face. The Bible tells us, he said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, he said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin, and he said that he will heal the land. So therefore, we have to seek the face of God, no matter what the situation it may be. After you're crying, after you're grieving, give it to God. Because I realized that somebody said, well, you need to give it to God even before that. And that is so true. But yet, there are times, many times, that I don't care who you may be or what position that you may have, there may be times, and many a time, that tears may come to your eyes, that you may weep over a situation, but just so you know that who's in control, just so that you know that the God that you serve, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. And he has all power in his hand. So when we look at the last portion of verse 6, And matter of fact, let's read verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. Could you imagine your own men, somebody you've eaten with, somebody that you aided them and assisted them in a time of trouble and fought battles with them because they no longer can see their family and they're thinking the worst? They talked about stoning the anointed man of God. Is it so? Is this the way that God will have us to react in a time of stress? There are many times when the people of God, that they come against the men and women of God because of the fight that they're going through, situation in their lives. But they have to remember that these men and women of God that God has called to preach the gospel and to pray for them, and they have been sent by God, but they do not take the place of God. They are workmen on the wall. They are intercessors. They are men and women that God have called to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God and to pray for them as well. But when I began to read about how they felt about the man of God, and they were thinking about stoning David because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray you, bring me here the ephod. And Abiathar brought from there the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord. And that's what we need to do in any situation of our lives, that we need to inquire. We need to ask, because the word of God let us know that we need to seek him in a day that he can be found. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the doors shall be opened. He said that we have a faith of a grain, a mustard seed, and say to the mountain, be thou moved. He said it shall be moved. And David inquired the hand at the Lord, saying, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. You see, David didn't just jump out there, get his men, get back on their animals, on the horses, whatever they was riding, and went after the enemy. Sometimes we are so distressed and so upset and so angry that we don't seek the face of God. Sometimes the situation that presented before us, and many times the enemy presents these things before us, that we can forget the God that we serve, that we have temporary insanity, that we will not go before God and ask God, God, what must I do? I know that the men that was trying to and wanted to stone David, I know that they had not gone before the Lord. I know that they did not seek the face of God. But the man of God, as we began to read the word of God, it tells us that he had to encourage himself. And after he encouraged himself, he encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what we have to do. So after seeking the face of God, finding out what should he do, should he overtake the enemy? Should he go after them? Because if God would have told David not to go after them, I believe the man of God would not have gone after the enemy. But God told, let him know, for them to pursue and overtake them without fail and to recover all, everything that belonged to you, David, everything that belonged to your men. Go, recover it all. See, sometimes when we go through things in our life, it's not the end. It's not what it seemed to be. And that's what the enemy wants you to think. So David went, he and his 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook of Besor, where those that left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook of Besor. They had 600 men when they started out, but the up there was 200 of them. They got so fainted. They were weary. And I can imagine sometimes when you go through disappointment and you're so discouraged and you get so weak, and for whatever reason that they was not able, they was, the word of God let us know that they had became so faint that they could not go over the brook of Besor. And they had to stop. And there's a time when God has certain amount of people to do certain things and go forth, but it does not mean that the 200 that was left over, that still they wasn't belong to David and his men, and a part of those that were going to get their wives and their children back. But the word of God said they were weak, and they could not continue. It's better for them to have stopped and regained strength and to stay and to take care of what David had, their belongings and things that they loved, for them to go and to be destroyed. We have to seek wisdom and knowledge and understanding from God. So they found in their seeking where the enemy was, they found an Egyptian, which is in that 11th verse, in the field, and brought him to David and gave him bread. And he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisin. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. But he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said to him, to whom belong you? And where are you from? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to the Amalekite. My master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We had an invasion upon the south of the creek tonight, and upon the coast which belonged to Judah, and upon the south of Calah, and we burned Ziklag with fire right into the hand of David. This was his answer. This where he was, he didn't know where the direction. For you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Look in that 15th verse. And David said to him, can you bring me down to the company? And he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me to the hands of my master, and I will bring you down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah.
from the twilight even to the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And the word of God tells us that David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing like to them, neither small nor great, neither son nor daughter, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And I just want you to know, even as you've heard me read and heard as the word of God, we talk about the word of God, and you may heard me say that David had two wives. That was the culture there at that time. And they had two wives. But in today's time, there is only one wife, one husband. So therefore, we don't have two and three wives or two and three husbands. But at that time, David had two wives, but not today. I just needed to make sure that we understand what the word of God is saying to us and not give us a excuse for living in bigamy and for having more than one person. Let's go on. But when we see the hand of God, when we see how David recovered all, God wants us to recover everything that the enemy has taken from us. You may have a situation that the enemy has tried to take your mind. It's time for you to take your mind back in the name of Jesus. You know, the enemy has tried to depress you, come against your mind. But we must have the mind of Christ. We must be able to have the mind of Him that is able to keep us in perfect peace. If we have a mind of Christ, we're not going to be troubled and we're not going to be distressed because we have a mind of Christ and we are taking our mind back and we're not letting the enemy take our mind. We're not going to let the enemy speak to us and tell us to do things that are not according to the word of God. We see in today that there are men and women. They are taking each other's lives. They are destroying. They're not taking just one. They're taking 10, 15, 20 people or more lives at one time. Because why? They don't have the mind of Christ. There are backsliders that have backslidden, that into a backslidden position, that their minds need to be renewed in the things of God. It's time for us to stop crying and take back what God has already given us, what God has already given you and your family. It's time to claim what's yours. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. It's just like a claim ticket. If you go to the airport and you have baggage, they give you a claim ticket. They give you, even you were on the train, whatever transportation that you may be in or have, you have to claim it. And I decree and declare today that you claim what belongs to you. Why? Because it's yours. What belongs to me is for me. You can stop crying over that because you have to realize that God is in control. We no longer going to leave what's ours at the train station, at the airport. We're not going to no longer leave what God has already given us. He's given us a mind that's supposed to be stayed upon Him. We're not going to let the enemy play with our mind anymore. We're not going to let the devil have it. It's yours, no matter what it is, that child, that husband, that job, The money in the bank, it's yours. It is yours. And you have, the Bible says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So I'm saying to you today, what is yours, it is yours. Don't let the devil have it. It's time to take it back. No matter how the situation may seem to you, and sometimes the enemy wants you to feel that it's a dead situation. And so if it's a dead situation, then there is no more expectation. But yet, God is a God of miracles. We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God that is able to move in the supernatural and to do great and to do mighty things. So today, it's time for you to take back what the devil has stolen from you. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And there are some people out there that are angry, they're discouraged. They are going through a situation that they think that is all over. But the battle, no matter what battle you may be going through, the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to God. And this morning, we're going to give God the battle. We're going to let him fight the battle. We're going to let him relieve the tension that you may be going through, the stress, the anxiety, and we're going to let him cause us to walk in peace and give us a peace of mind. And don't forget, whatever it may be, your job, your possessions, your faith, your health, your family, no matter what it may be, know that God, he is God. And God all by himself. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to you. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord God, even as we pray, Lord, we pray even now, God, that every home, every place of employment, Father God, every business, Father God, that have the people there, that, Father, that they are weeping, they are crying, they are going through a situation in line. God, they don't know what to do. God, because, God, today they've heard this word, that, God, that they're going to take back what the devil has stolen from them. And, God, I pray even now that you would touch them. And even as, Father God, the man of David would revive and encourage, I pray even now, God, that they, God, would seek the face of you, and God, that they would turn it over to you, and God, that they'll know that they don't have to fix it, God, and God, that they'll know, God, that you have it in control. So ask the Lord, God, that they're picking up their claim tickets even now, and God, that their faith is soaring, God, even now, and God, that they'll stop crying even now, and God, that their mind is being renewed, God, even now. And God, that they're receiving their possessions, Lord God, even now. Father, I ask now. And Lord, we just ask the Lord to just touch them, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, and God, to give them what they need today, Father God, in every day of their lives. And Father, we just thank you and praise thy name. Lord, even now, Father, God, those that are not saved, God, under the sound of my voice, God, you said, and we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. You said, God, that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch, Father God, those that are not saved. God, that they, God, too, would know, God, that you came to seek and to save them that are lost. Lord, we ask thee, God, to, Lord, God, to cause them, Father God, to come back to you. The backslider, God, those that have given up, those that have turned around, those that, Father, thought that they could make it, God, on by themselves. I pray even now, God, that they'll come back, God, even as a prodigal son came back, Father, and that they, too, will be able to enjoy the blessings of the Father, that they'll be able to enjoy the blessings of you, that they can have that peace and that confidence in thee. Father, we just thank you, Lord, even now. Father, your word that we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. But Lord, even, Father, now, even now, God, even now, call them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, give their mind, body, soul unto you, that they too can spend eternity with you, and that even on this earth, that they can have life and have it more abundantly. Father, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in with us on this coming Friday at the very same time. And the Lord, again, give you that word from the Lord that you can be assured that you can make it and that there is nothing too high for God. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.